The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Lamed Daled, Hilchos Sukkah. Sifim Ches Tutazvav. Sif Ches. The Chayin Besukkah Hasuya Begagos Haniftachim. As well, as we said yesterday, when it comes to the sukkahs that have the roofs that are covering them, that they can be opened with the hinges or with the pulleys. Sach Lefteches Hagagos Kodim Shemineches Haschach. You have to open up the covering, or the roof covering, before you put the schach down. Now, how does it work? We said that you have to cover it, you have to open it before you put the schach on, because it shouldn't be tasav lo min ha'asui. It shouldn't be that the roof cover was the roof, and now when you opened it up, boom, the schach is there. It's tasav lo min ha'asui. The sukkah came like sort of on its own, because the schach wasn't put down. To make it kosher, it had a non-kosher covering, and now you just remove the non-kosher covering. So now, let's say you did it properly, you opened up the hinged roof, and now you put down the schach, but now when it rained, you closed it. And so now when the rain stopped, you opened it again, so perhaps now we have a problem again with Tassel Woman. So you don't. Eno mazik, that's not a problem. So it's because once already you made it bekashus, you already made it put the schach on when the gag was opened. So now that you put the cover back on, the gag back on, that's like you're just putting a sheet over the sukkah. Now you're taking it off. It's not mavatel the shame schach that you had originally. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says yesh lahachmir shehei gag pasuach b'achnosas achag. One should be machmir to have the roof open, the covering open, one as Yom Tov is coming in. Even though when you made the sukkah, the roof was open, and perhaps subsequently you closed the roof, you pulled down the pulley and the hinges, and you let the roof cover it up so it shouldn't get wet from the rain. Still, you should try to make sure to keep it open. Open it up again once Yom Tov comes, and they explain in the Alef Lamata that the sukkah should be kosher when the chalosa, the kedusha of the chag comes. When Yom Tov comes in, then there should be a kedusha on the sukkah. Mishmur doesn't bring this down, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does. Oy tzichim lizoher be'elu asukkah she'agag pasuch heitiv oy made b'shavim doifin asukkah. You also have to be careful when you have these coverings that are with hinges or pulleys, that when you open them up, that the roof should be standing 100% vertically. It should be fully opened and should be vertical evenly with the wall of the sukkah. Shem eino oimid b'shove ela neitik tzas haschach, because if you don't open it up so it's a full 180 degrees straight, but you leave it a little less than that, so then you're going to have some of the roof is going to be, some of that cover is going to be hanging over some of the schach. Afilo einu shir gadol shetivsel ha'sukkah b'kach, and even if the part that's leaning over the sukkah schach is not that much that's being covered that it would pass with the sukkah, mikom mokim, sach lizah shalat yeshiv b'mokim hazeh, shagag m'shupah, shenimtzi yoshiv tachas agag. You have to be careful not to sit underneath that part where the roof is slanted over it, because then you're sitting underneath a roof covering and sitting underneath the actual schach, and you wouldn't be allowed to eat there or sleep there. Even though a sukkah is potter from a mezuzah on sukkahs, so you don't need to put a mezuzah on your sukkah. Mikom makom, however, elu asukkahs habenuyos shemishtamshim b'hem kol hashana. Those sukkahs that are built year round and you use that place year round, like you have a room in your house, just that you on sukkahs you take off the roof and you put schach on it. Gamba chagloi niftru on sukkahs, that is not niftru also, because that's something that's chayv all year round. Come sukkah, it doesn't take away the chiyuv because that's something that's used as a room all year round. However, even though after you finished using that sukkah, that room as a sukkah on sukkahs, when you put it back to normal, now you're going to be using it as you do throughout the year, you don't have to reaffix the mezuzah. Now, whether or not that room is chayiv in a mezuzah is a very big machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah actually paskins like the Prima Gadim, who says that that room, even though you use it all year round for your regular needs, and it's a room that's chayiv in mezuzah, if that room becomes your sukkah on sukkahs, it becomes potter in mezuzah. Why? Because we know a sukkah is a dir saroi, it's a temporary dwelling, and a temporary dwelling is not chayiv in mezuzah. So since this is now a sukkah for sukkahs, it takes over the status of the regular room, and therefore that room would be potter in mezuzah. That's Mishnah Berurah's opinion, which argues on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's opinion. So now if that room became potter, before sukkahs the room was chayiv and you had a mezuzah on it. Now you took off the roof and you put on schach, so we have this machlokes whether or not it was chayiv and mezuzah during the 7 days of sukkahs. Now after sukkahs, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us that you don't have to reaffix the mezuzah. What's the issue? The issue is because we already said Tasav Lomana Asui is not just a din by schach; it's by other mitzvahs too. So by mezuzah, if you put up a door frame and you put a mezuzah on it, you had a mezuzah on a door frame and you stuck the door frame and put it into the house and made it part of the house. So that's Tasav Lomana Asui. You didn't put the mezuzah on the house. You built the house with something that had a mezuzah on it. So that wouldn't be good. So in this case, perhaps you had the mezuzah on the door from before sukkahs, and now if the room was potter in mezuzah because it was sukkahs, and the sukkahs is a dias haroi, so now when it now is after sukkahs and that room is chayiv again in mezuzah, well, did you put up the mezuzah? No, it sort of was there on its own. Perhaps it's tasel lo mina asui. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going with the opinion of the Torah Yevin that says that no, you don't have to worry about that, and it's not a problem. The reason why the Torah even says that's okay is because since the mezuzah was put up b'shas hakosher, it was nikva b'hechsher, when it put up the mezuzah before sukkahs, it was put up properly. So now even though temporarily the room became not chayiv in the middle, and there was no chiyuv mezuzah for a period of time, but now when sukkahs is over and the chiyuv mezuzah kicks in again, that you don't have to worry about tassel umanosui, because since it was put up properly and now it's chayiv again, the in-between portion where it was not chayiv was not an issue. It's similar, some of the places wanted to give make a parallel to, you know, if no one's living in the house, you have an empty house, it's not chayiv and mezuzah. Mezuzah is only, it's chayiv sadar, it's a chayiv if you're going to be living there. So what happens is a person is living in his house and then he goes away for vacation for 2 weeks. And then he comes back. Well, when everyone was away for 2 weeks, so perhaps the house was part of mezuzah, there's no one living in it. If no one's living there, there's no chayiv mezuzah. So now, when you come back from vacation, perhaps that's Tasav Laman Asui. The mezuzahs are up there on its own when it became chayiv again when you came there. Who said that you don't have to go and put them on and put the mezuzahs on again? And the answer is the same answer, that since it was nikva b'hechsher, when it was put on when there was a chayiv. Even though something came in the middle that took away from the chayiv, perhaps there was no chayiv, nevertheless, when the chayiv comes back in, that's not a tassel lo mina asui, since it was nikva b'hechsher. Where this halacha would make a nafkamina is if someone, let's say a mezuzah fell off, or they got it checked on Chol HaMoed sukkahs, and they refixed it on Chol HaMoed sukkahs. So then we have a problem, perhaps with tassel lo mina asui, because when it was affixed perhaps when the room was potter because it was sukkahs. So in such a case, if someone puts a mezuzah on his sukkah, which is a room that he uses all year round as well, and he puts that on Chol HaMoed sukkahs, so then after sukkahs he should take it off and reaffix it without a bracha to avoid that issue, or perhaps it's a tassel lo mina asui problem. Siftes. Yaitzin v'sukkah sh'ula. Yaitse with a borrowed sukkah. The sukkah doesn't have to be yours, as opposed to lulav and esrog on the first day of Yom Tov, which we'll learn that it has to be yours. A sukkah does not have to be yours. You can borrow a friend's sukkah, and you yaitse the mitzvah of eating the sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah. Avaloi b'sukkah gzula, but you're not yaitse with a stolen sukkah. Lachain, therefore, asalasei sukkah b'rishus harabim. You're not allowed to make a sukkah in the public domain. You can't take a sukkah and put it in the middle of the sidewalk, because that's not your sidewalk. The sidewalk belongs to the public domain. So you're sort of stealing that land. You're using that land without permission, and you're putting your sukkah there. So that could, perhaps is a sukkah gzula. B'shas hadchak, however, b'shas hadchak, she'en lo sukkah acheres b'shum oifin, you have no other way around it. There's no other place for you to make a sukkah, and that's where you have to put it. You can go with the opinions that say that the people perhaps are not makbid, and you could stay in that sukkah and make a bracha on it, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And they bring down, even though the other Yidden are not makbid, that it's in the sidewalk, perhaps everyone, you know, is happy that there should be sukkahs around, but the Nachrim are makbid, so there is an issue of a sukkah gezula, so therefore, lechatchila, When do it with the Evid, the B'shas Adchak, there's room to do it. Sif Yud. Actually, one more point about Sif Tes is sometimes people ask if they're going to make a sukkah on their own property, but they, you know, they didn't get a building permit for it, or they didn't get any other type of permission from the buildings department to put up a temporary structure. So perhaps that has a angle of sukkah gzula, and the Paiskim, the way it's looked at is that practically every municipality, they tell you that if you do have an illegal structure, they give you at least 7 days or more to remove that structure. So since they give you permission to keep that up for a few days until you could take it down, so therefore the amount of sukkah time that there is always okay for that, so you never end up in a problem of sukkah gzula, because for that time period, it's permitted. Sif Yud. Yesh li zoyer shalei yiktsoitz ha-yisroel ba'atzma yischach l'sukasoi. A person should make sure that he himself should not cut the schach that he wants to use from the sukkah. He shouldn't go to the forest, someone's forest, and cut that schach. Ale yikna miyachi, he should buy it from somebody else. The reason being is because we say that, at least in those times, the most land is stolen. The Nachrim would steal land from other people, whether they were Yidden or Goyim. And so therefore, if you cut off the schach from that stolen land, you have stolen schach. And to make the sukkah with stolen schach, we wouldn't want to do that, because the sukkah gzula, and also even if there's a shayla al sabracha, if you can make a bracha leshev a sukkah, if it was made from something that was stolen, so therefore you should buy it from somebody else. How does that help? The other person had to cut it also from the land. And the reason is because even though no one's allowed to steal anything, but if someone stole something and the owner gave up hope of getting that item back, and then the robber sold it to somebody else, so then we said that there's yush, there was the giving up of hope from the owner, and then there's shinui rishus, that the ownership changed, it went from the ganav, sold it to somebody else, and in such a case, we say that the third party, the one who bought it from the ganav, he's allowed to keep that item. He might have to give the money back, perhaps, in certain situations, but he doesn't have to return the physical item. So that physical item is not considered stolen in terms of being yaitzeh the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, by buying from someone else, you always have a situation where there's yush and then shini rishus, and so therefore, what you're doing the mitzvah with is not considered the actual stolen item that has to be given back to the owner. B'shas adchak, however, b'shas adchak, yachal liktzeitz ba'atzmai, you can cut the schach yourself, shiyitol rishus mibalakaka, but you should get permission from the owner. You can't just go to woods that are owned by someone and cut schach down and use it. That certainly is stealing. You have to get permission from the owner. And again, this is all because it's only a chashash that perhaps the land was stolen and the owner who's there now is not really the true owner. But since it's only a chashash, if we don't have any other opportunity, any other way to do it, it's okay to cut it down to cut it down yourself. Sif Yud Aleph. Mutar la'asay sukkah b'chol ha'moed. You're allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, even though normally we're not allowed to build things on Chol HaMoed, but since the sukkah is needed for the mitzvah, so you're allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Sometimes people, they go away, the first day is Chol HaMoed, and they were going to, first day is Yom Tov, they're going to stay there all of Yom Tov, and then something happened, plans changed, and they had to go back home, and now they don't have a sukkah, they can build a sukkah, that's not a problem. Sif Yud Beis. I'd say sukkah, the wood of the sukkah, bein me'atfanis bein me'aschach, whether the walls or whether the schach, asuin bahanor, ad la'achas simchas Torah. You're not allowed to have benefit from them until after simchas Torah. Kivan shehuktzu l'mitzvah, because they're set aside to do the mitzvah of sukkahs. Va'afilu litoil mehem kisei m'lachzei shinov, also even to take a splinter from the wall or from the schach and use that as a toothpick, which is only a very light hanoi, you only take a little tiny piece of it, that's osa. You're not allowed to, the sukkah walls and the schach, they're made for mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. Again, it doesn't have the same issa hanoi like it would be something like that's like basa v'chalav or something where you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Here, they can't have any other benefit that's not tied to yeshiva sukkah. However, a person's allowed to lean on the wall of the sukkah, that's not a problem because even though you're getting benefit from the sukkah, but you're getting benefit in a way that's part of the yeshiva's mitzvah sukkah. That's part of living in the sukkah, is lying in the sukkah, leaning in the sukkah. That's okay. The issue is if you take it and do something else that's not a kiyum in mitzvah sukkah, taking a toothpick and you know, using it for your teeth, that's not a kiyum in mitzvah sukkah. Ba'afilim naflu, even if the walls or the schach fell, asurin, there's still asa bahana, v'loy mahani b'hu tanai, and making a condition that say, well, if it falls, then I can use it for anything, that doesn't help. V'imchal simchas toya b'ev Shabbos, and if simchas toya falls out on ev Shabbos, asurin gam b'Shabbos, the schach and the walls are also asa bahana on Shabbos, because we say, kima diskatsoi ben ashmashas, since already ben ashmashas going from simchas toya to Erev on Erev Shabbos, from some side into Shabbos, the walls were asa b'hanah. So since it was asa b'hanah bein hashmashas, it's also asa on Shabbos too. Even though on Shabbos sukkah it's already Simchas Torah, there's no more mitzvah sukkah. The chayin noy sukkah asun b'hanah. So too, the decorations of the sukkah are also asa b'hanah. I feel enough, even if they fell. The kivon shasun b'hanah. And since they're also to have benefit from, and again, it's not also to touch. If your decoration falls during Chol HaMoed, you'll have to pick it up and tie it back up again. It's not the same issa hanah like we think when it comes to Avodah Zarah and other things. But what we're saying is that there's an issa hanah that you can't use it for other non-sukkah benefits. So therefore, l'chein b'Shabbos of Yom Tov asun b'tiltol mishum muktzah. On Shabbos and on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to touch those decorations because you can't do anything with it. Nevertheless, if they used to hang sometimes a sroigim in the sukkah to beautify the sukkah, you're allowed to smell the sroigim that are hanging. Because they're muktzah only that they can't be used, but for smelling, that's something that was considered allowed all the time. When it comes to decorations that are hanging from the schach, noigin shafilu tanai loy mahani. The minig is even making a condition that you're going to use them, that doesn't help. Avo benoi hatoloi bedfanois mahani tanai. But the decorations that are hung on the walls, that a condition, the minig is, does help. Vastinin amutsuyorin shetluin besukalanoi, and the tapestries that are pictured, that have pictures on them, and they're hung on the sukkah walls for beautification. Noigin l'taltalon, the minig is to take them out of the sukkah, shlo yiskaklu minaksham, so they shouldn't become ruined if it should rain. V'afilu lo hisna b'feirush, even if you didn't make a condition explicitly, ki mistama mitchila daita d'achitlon, because it's assumed that was the understanding when you first hung up those fancier type of cloths that were decorated, it was purely with the implicit understanding that they would be removed. And we call Malcolm, nevertheless, Toiv Lahasnei Tchila B'Feish. It's better to make a specific Tanai. The Hainu meaning, Koyde Ben Hashmashas Harishon, before the first Ben Hashmashas, the Sukkos, Yamoid Sham, you should stand there, but Yoyman should say, אני מסנה שהי מותר לאכול להשתמש בנו עיסוק הזו מוסי שעצה. I'm making a condition that I should be able to eat and have any other benefit with this sukkah decoration whenever I want. But צריך לזור בנו עיסוק אשר בדייתו לתלוי בסך יום טוב. You have to be careful when it comes to anything that you're hanging in the sukkah for beautification that you plan to take on Yom Tov. Shlei lakashoi bekesha, you shouldn't tie it with a knot, ela baniva. You should do it with a slip knot, with a loop, because otherwise you have a problem of kshira, of seiser, of untying a knot. Sif Yud Gimel. Gam la'acha chag, even after Yom Tov, kashe seiser sa sukkah, after sukkah is over when you're taking down the sukkah, lo yivsa ala eitzim, you shouldn't step on the wood. Lo yishtamish b'em l'davar magun, you should not use it for something which is not which is a bizoyan, which is not a proper use of it, not a kavadika use. Shum to tashmishay mitzvah ninu, because the sukkah walls and schacha tashmishay mitzvah kamay tzitzis. They don't have kedusha itself, but there is some. But it's something that we still don't want to use derech bizoyan, because that's a way of being mevaza indirectly the mitzvah as well. Sif Yud Dalet. Also, lachkoi pasuk pasukais teishvu a shah pasuk al blas. Not allowed to cut out the pasuk of sukkas pasukas teishvu or any other pasuk on a melon. Sometimes they would want to decorate the sukkah by taking a melon and carving out the pasuk pasukas teishvu shivas yamim or some other pasuk. Anything similar, l'noi sukkah as a sukkah decoration. Mishum diyavi achrei kach lidei bizoyim, because it's going to come to bizoyim. The melon's going to rot, it's going to be thrown in the garbage, and it has a pasuk on it, and that's not covered to the pasuk. Bi'oid, and a second reason why you can't do that, da'asa lichtoi pasuk shloi litzach, we're not allowed to write a pasuk if there's no reason for it. So over here, you put it on a melon, you know, there's really no reason to have the pasuk on the melon there, and then you're going to put it down, and then the melon's going to rot and be thrown in the garbage. It's going to be a bizoyin to this pasuk, so you have two issues. Sif Tezvav. Erev Sukkos la'acha chatzais hayoyim. On Erev Sukkos after chatzais, lo yoichol pas, you shouldn't eat bread. Kidei sheyoichol b'sukkah l'teyovin. So you should be able to have the sukkah meal with heartiness, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat in the sukkah, and the first night especially is a chiyuv. So therefore, if you ate earlier, you're not going to be so hungry. It's just like we don't eat before the Seder on Pesach, same thing. We shouldn't eat and fill ourselves up before doing the mitzvah sukkah. Mishnah Berurah says that the Issa isn't from Chatzos. You can go even, it starts by the 10th hour of the day. Yesh lahabos b'tzedakah be'ev sukkos, and one should give lots of tzedakah on Ev sukkos. Kol tov.